Well, the iFarm is a fully computerized teaching module for outdoor classrooms at high schools. It's meant to be permanently based at the high schools. It's 6.5 meters by 2 meters wide, roughly the same size as a 20-foot shipping container. It's solar powered. It's built out of recycled plastic. It incorporates a worm farm into it and a number of growing beds. And those growing beds are individually controlled through a computer system that is allowed to be operated at the iFarm and also in the classroom. And all of the inputs are monitored, from the irrigation to the fertilizers to the temperature and soil moisture, through the computer system, allowing for the students to do comparisons and run trials. This will allow the teacher to actually assign different beds to students to have growing competitions. The sides of these garden beds are also on one side plexiglass, so that you can actually see the root growth below ground level and also see the crop above, of course.
How is it different to a veggie patch in the back of a school that we often see?
Well, certainly the technologies that we've put into this make it very, very different. This is more about figuring out exactly the resources that is taken to grow a particular crop. That way, more than likely, the students will learn more what its footprint is in supplying food for them and better manage our resources. And certainly with the computer technologies in there, we're hoping that we draw a wider range of students that will think it's a lot of fun growing crops.
What sort of crops do you imagine students would grow in this iFarm?
Well, certainly they'll grow a number of vegetable crops, but because we have the overhead spray systems in there, they also have the potential to be able to propagate native trees for their local community. And mostly it's about growing crops that they'll get an edible product out of, which will allow them to see the total resources it takes to sustain their food each night that they eat on the tables.
Kate, what inspired you and Steve to create this iFarm?
Well, Steve and I both come from rural backgrounds, Steve in farming and myself from a grazing property. Plus, I've got degrees in science and nutrition. But Steve once had a group of school kids come out to his farm with their teachers, and he noticed some real gaps in their understanding of what actually goes on in farms, and he found that a little alarming and a bit disturbing. So he started to try and figure out a way to bridge that gap, and he came up with this idea of somehow bringing a farm to a school. So it's taken many years and many sleepless nights, but what he's come up with is really quite unique. And very, very different. And if we can get kids to be a little bit more interested and excited about choosing a career in agriculture, partly because of the computerisation aspect of farming these days, hopefully that will be a good thing, because food production is our future.
And so how do you envisage it being used in schools?
Well, first and foremost, the iFarm fits perfectly into STEM, which is science, technology, engineering and maths, which is now in the syllabus. And as a teaching platform, I guess the possibilities are limited to a teacher and a student's imagination. So some of the ideas already given to us by teachers who are very excited, the ones we've shown, are things like running water efficiency trials, soil compaction trials, comparisons between organic and synthetic fertilisers, because the iFarm actually has its own organic worm fertiliser. But I guess the other thing that's been highlighted to us is really the engagement of students who wouldn't normally be interested in ag because of the IT component. So that's very positive.
Are there some iFarms already in place in some Australian schools? Is it out there?
No, it's not. We've actually gone to, I think it's 8 schools and 28 different ag science teachers, to get their response on just how usable it will be in the classrooms. And as Kate was saying, the amount of different ideas they've come up with is phenomenal, from running compaction trials to the way the irrigation is managed on farms right now, and get a real good understanding of the complexities around farming these days.
So, Steve, it's ended up on the Prime Minister's radar. He's actually pledged some funding to get this rolled out into some schools. What's that mean for you and the business?
Oh my goodness, it's very exciting for us. You know, we've been working on this for a number of years now, and to have this finally come out by the Prime Minister and the Deputy and the Ag Minister with Coalition, it's just wonderful. It's great to see that they're excited about this. Long term, our goal is that, you know, every high school in Australia will have one of these.
Are you confident we'll see it in Aussie schools, regardless of what happens in the election?
We certainly have had support at this stage. Talking with all people in governments, and that they've been very positive in it. Yes.